This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WEHM Birmingham, 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Scott Hanley. Jefferson County has a great amount of legal work to do this year and now has a help wanted sign put up again. We talk with that and even more now with Kyle Whitmire, a local political reporter for the Birmingham News. Kyle, it has been a busy week and perhaps an opportunity for vendors who print business cards.
Well, you know, this is a huge disappointment for Jefferson County. I mean, you know, when they began to float their wish list of the candidates that they wanted to take this job or wanted to express some interest in this job, Mike Bolin was on there. There are a number of other people. And all of them were sort of that caliber. And everyone sort of looked at this list and said, which of these people in their right mind are going to say, okay, that this is the job for me. I want to march into the valley of death. And so when Bolin said that he would take it, it was a shock. And it was an even worse shock when he very quickly changed his mind and withdrew his name for the job.
5 days after the agreement.
5 days after. And, he came out with this statement when he took it. He said, he's quoting Bear Bryant saying, mama called, referring to when Bryant went to the University of Alabama to coach their football program. Now, I guess if you're comparing the University of Alabama football program to Jefferson County, you may already have a screw loose. But I guess mama called, but then a day or so later, his wife said, no, you need, she's crazy. You don't need to go there. He said he spoke, he talked about it with his wife. He said it was a hasty decision, and he, withdrew his name for consideration. And there are a lot of people at Jefferson County right now who are both heartbroken and embarrassed over this. Mm.
Meanwhile, something that's also rather sad is the continuing story about the Railroad Park shooting back in March. An arrest has come after a long investigation, and with all the focus on redevelopment in the area, part of Birmingham, this is really just a sad, unfortunate murder of 15-year-old Jermaine Walton.
Well, he seems to have been, and I think this was indicated in the very beginning, Walton was an innocent bystander. He was not the person who's being shot at. Justin Jones is now a 17-year-old here in Birmingham, has been taken into custody yesterday. And, this is, it's sad, but it's also hopefully, supposing they have the right person, bring some resolution to a crime that appeared on a lot of people's radar. And, hopefully this is the end of that.
Now, another story that's unfolding, or not, is the Birmingham Water Works Board, which is an interesting formulation of how this organization may become a regional board or not, how Montgomery views this, how Birmingham views this, and it may set a tone for how regional assets could be managed in the future, or maybe not.
Well, the Birmingham Water Works Board has sort of benefited by comparison to the Jefferson County sewer system, in that you have, at Jefferson County you had rates go up and sewer rates go up, more than 400% before they were frozen in place a few years ago. But the Water Works Board has been making steady increases year after year after year after year. And not all of these, their customers live in the city of Birmingham, so not all of their customers have representation on the Water Works Board. What this bill in the legislature right now would do would be to give them, give people outside Jefferson County representation, give people outside of Birmingham representation. But the city of Birmingham is not very happy about this. There is sort of a provincialism and this belongs to them, and this is something they feel that they have built, and they don't want other people having control over it.
So home rule only as far as you can throw a rock, I guess.
Well, is it home rule if it's coming from Montgomery, or is it home rule if you're sitting in Shelby County or St. Clair County, and you're paying into a water system that you have no representation in?
We will see how this unfolds. Kyle Whitmer, thank you very much. Pleasure to do the first time with you here with me. Kyle Whitmer is a local political reporter for the Birmingham News. He joins us most Wednesdays on All Things Considered on WBHM and on WBHM.org.